Hey, this is Gunsully for thepodcast.com, and I am here with Joe Jang of The Slants, and we're at Otakon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what have you done so far at Otakon? Have you seen a bunch of guys and gals in anime cosplay?
Pretty sure that's all I've seen since I've been here.
Have you seen any amazing panels?
No, I've not.
You haven't?
Actually, have not gone to any panels. I am looking at some delicious-looking food. Funnel cake.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds pretty good. Not
yes.
much material, but it sounds good.
Okay.
Some Philadelphia cheesecake, cheesesteak. Philly cheesecake sounds pretty good, too.
I feel like I could go for a Philly cheesecake. I don't feel like they're famous for that, but I feel like they couldn't screw it up, you know?
Philadelphia cream cheese, Philadelphia cheesecake.
Yes.
That's how it works. What are you going to do this?
I'll do whatever.
I'm still browsing, man.
Oh, you're still browsing.
This is a podcast, but you can't see this, you can't smell this, but the experience is mall food court.
Put them there. It's like
mall food court.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Yoshinoya beef bowl right next to the Saburo's, the crappiest pizza around. And you can combine them together, you know. Or you got it's not the crappiest pizza.
Right.
Honestly, the worst pizza I've ever had. It was in New York. It was a Pizza Hut. The worst pizza I've ever eaten.
A Pizza Hut in... That was your problem. You went to
a chain.
I shouldn't
have gone to a Pizza
Hut.
But I didn't go there on my, you know...
Okay, somebody else drug you there.
It was some immigrant dude that... I was renting the same apartment from them.
Well, you gotta watch out for those.
He was just like, "You gotta show me New York. Take me to a good pizza place." I'm like, "All right, I know all these great pizza places." And it was like, "I want to go to Pizza Hut." It's like I heard about Pizza Hut. I'm like, "Gosh, stupid."
That's hilarious.
Was absolutely horrible.
That's terrible. Yeah, I apologize on his behalf. Sorry he took you to Pizza Hut. I used to work for Pizza Hut, believe it or not.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, see, when I was younger and lived in Eugene, I did eat at Pizza Hut.
I just feel like compared to any other pizza in New York.
Exactly.
It's not what you're looking for.
And I hadn't lived there for that long prior to that point. Like, you know, this guy I think immigrated there right after I got there, so we were all in the same building. But I was just like, dude, there's way better. But he just was like, that's what he's heard. In China, it's all about the name. It's all about, you know, name brand.
Recognition. Power. The authority of Pizza Hut. The power of their brand. Also, if he grew up in communist China, he's used to the red and black branding. So I'm guessing that's what... Pizza Hut.
Red and black is not China.
That's just communist branding
in
general.
Anti-social news.
Oh, this is on behalf of the podcast, which you've already been on.
Wait, so this is not antisocial.
Yeah, no, antisocial. No, we don't. We don't talk about that. That's me moonlighting. That's me doing my own
scratch
thing.
Scratch this. This never happened.
Yes. All right. Redact the last.
Hey, we're in a place. We're in front of Taste of Asia.
Taste of Asia. Okay.
It's not even taste of a specific part of Asia. It's
just
a taste of
all
Asia.
Of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like some dinuguan with. You know what that is?
No.
That's Filipino. Pig's blood soup. Pig's blood stew. Yeah. Have you tried that?
Has one too. Bumblehoy just got some pig blood.
Have you tried that?
I don't think it's bad. I think it's delicious.
You've tried it. He's tried it.
I haven't tried the Filipino version. I've tried that via the Vietnamese version.
I have seen you try stinky tofu and bull penis soup. So you guys
there's nothing about those people.
I still feel like watching that, I laughed because I feel like Ken looked devastated. Like, when he got done eating the soup, he just had this look on his face like, my life's over. It's done. It was the saddest look on his face. He didn't look like he couldn't eat it. He just looked like, but at what cost? That was his facial expression.
He looks devastated eating at Subway. That's just the way he goes about eating, you know, most food. I think he's more careful than not.
Well, you see, comparing that to him eating the stinky tofu, where he was just so animated, that was brilliant filming. Brilliant film work. I have to applaud you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, everyone, you should go to theslants.com and buy their Taiwan Tour 2016 video. It's incredible. They celebrate Simon's birthday in Taiwan while on tour, and they eat some incredible... What was your favorite food you ate?
Oh, actually, it's a green onion pancake. So I grew up with this. It's basically just imagine fried dough with green onion.
Yeah.
In there, it's like in the seams.
Oh yeah,
I think I know what you're talking delicious, about. Delicious fried pancake. But in Taiwan, they had one where it was pulled, so it was like even flakier. Each little individual thread of dough is pulled out,
That
got, you know, a little more fried. You get that crunchy crispiness with the onion, spicy. It's a little spicy. It's a little bit, you know, salty, savory goodness. Loved it.
That sounds incredible. Okay. Check out that video. What's your least favorite food that you got?
In Taiwan?
Yes.
Yeah, probably the stinky tofu.
Stinky tofu,
I mean, that's kind of consensus all around. It literally smells like shit, and it tastes like the texture. Not taste, I guess. The texture of it also is, to me, what eating shit would be like.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not that I've ever eaten.
Right. You've simulated it. You've simulated the eating of
animal
feces.
Any animal that creates the shape of a little doo-doo emoji. I've never had that. Shrimp poop, I've had it.
Yeah, they don't devein it.
No, it's
that's the
shrimp.
Grossest thing
it's
they call it deveining.
Poop.
Yeah, it's just poop. Okay.
Poop.
Wow. So what do you think of some of the outfits? I'm gonna be posting a lot of these amazing pictures we're taking here. What do you think of the outfits here today at Otakon?
I'm gonna say it's the same as almost any other con that I've ever been to.
Oh come
these
on.
These kids. No, I'm serious. These kids put so much work into their their costumes,
okay.
And it's such a big part of what they do in life and who they are in life. I got nothing but respect for all
okay.
these costumes.
I thought you were being jaded at first. I thought you were like, it's all like all the other cons.
No,
but no, you're saying,
I wasn't
saying,
was like,
you're saying
not
it's like
we're at a big con that all of a sudden it's like another level of it. No, like you could go to a little tiny con and friggin', I don't know, like middle of nowhere,
Idaho,
and the kids will show up, dress up. All the way.
That's awesome. What's the best costume you've seen today?
There was a Death Note one.
Death Note.
Anime. It's on Netflix right now. I haven't seen the actual anime, but I've seen the character from it. The guy was really kind of creepy looking. He's got the plugged eyes.
Oh, wow.
And he had a whole team of people with him that are all dressed up as different characters from it.
I saw a little girl from Death Note with her Zaftik showing.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. I've never seen the show.
I've never seen the show.
I didn't know if she was doing like Rule 34 Death Note or if that was like an actual Death Note character that has her, you know, titsies showing there. It's pretty out there.
That's
anyway.
The tricky thing about anime cons sometimes, it's there's like a level of, I don't know, you definitely, the whole theme of a lot of these cons is cosplay is not consent. You don't want to overstep any boundaries for anybody.
I just want to.
Guys and gals. But the main thing, though, is they're also free to express however they want to express.
Right.
So it's like almost like, yeah, you can dress however you want because this is an open space, safe space. So sometimes it's questionable what people are dressed as. But nothing, no judgment here.
Yeah, I didn't know. The one lady, I was like, are you dressed as someone or are you just really comfortable? She was literally wearing like a bra and then like a mini skirt. And she was like, I'm just really comfortable. And I was like, awesome. And it, you know, yeah, totally. And she's just got to, you know, approach people, you know, like that. Make sure, you know, no creepy stuff. Okay.
Don't
so,
be a creep.
That's right. Don't be a creep.
That's a rule in life. Don't be a creep.
Just in general, not just at anime conventions.
Yeah, in
also
life.
At Pizza Huts.
All
don't
life,
be a creep.
All places. Don't creep.
So.
Let's walk back.
Okay.
We're going to use Pokey.
No food. Oh, Pokemon?
Pokey.
What's a Pokey?
You know the
Oh, you mean the Japanese cookies, yeah. Like
Pocky, dude.
Well, what's Pokey then?
Pokey. And this is because I was a sushi chef for many years in college. Pokey is when you take a fish, most likely tuna or salmon, chop it up, onions, some chili sauce of whatever you're choosing, but I like sriracha mixed with shichimi, and some sesame oil, rice vinegar, chop it all up, put it on rice, put it on seaweed, whatever you want is the best.
Okay.
Pokey.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to go find Pokey. I think I can eat that. That sounds good. That's Japanese?
Japanese Hawaiian.
It's a photo.
Japanese Hawaiian. Okay.
Hawaii has got the market cornered on that.
More Hawaiian than Japanese. Okay.
I think so. I actually don't know.
Well, that's awesome. This has been discussing food and cosplay with Joe Jang of The Slants. And this is Sully for thepodcast.com. Check out all our pictures at thepodcast.com, as well as one video from Antisocial News, where I do a trivia question off with Winter Soldier and Star-Lord. They both failed miserably, but I still gave them t-shirts. Whatever. Okay. Enjoy. Keep talking it out.